Yes, I'm not sure how long this podcast is going to last, seeing as I've only got about a 5% charge on my phone. Don't know why it's not taking a charge today. I'm going to have to shut it down and let it charge overnight and see if that fixes the problem. Kano texted me, said he's probably not going to be in an area where there's good signal. So that's probably what's happening to him. I heard a blip. Is that Kano? Hello? Or was that me losing my signal? Is my phone even still on? Yeah, my phone's on. Okay. 4% charge. Well, at that rate, this podcast will only last about maybe 20, 30 minutes. Not good. All right. Well, folks, if I fail to say goodbye, it's because my phone died. So, I'm pretty sure this time it's Kano.
Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast.
Yay, the savior of the podcast. I've got 4% charge. I had 5% when I called in. It's been 10 minutes.
Well, I'm in bad signal area, so I don't know how much of a savior I will be.
I was just telling the listeners that. It's my fault. I went and spent the day on the farm and then failed to stick the phone on the charger when I got back.
La vida loca.
Yeah. Yes, folks, I'm building a lasagna garden, and I'm glad I went with 10 foot by 10 foot. It is, at this point, about 6 inches deep, but I don't know, the instructions I was reading, they said when you put the cardboard and the newspaper down in order to block out the weeds and such from underneath, to avoid walking on it, because, you know, it'd tear easy. And I'm
not
going,
the cardboard.
Well, they said it. And I'm going, if they're concerned about it tearing and displacing and exposing, you know, to the sky above, then they haven't put it down thick enough.
True.
Four inches of paper and cardboard, guaranteed you can stomp on it and not expose anything. Which, by the way, our pigs demonstrated that today. They walked all over it. They'd even shove a hoof through.
Nice.
Yeah, they had to check out what I was doing. So
are they behaving better?
Well, let me make an assumption. You were working up front?
Yes.
And that's probably why they were up front.
Right, they followed my scent.
They followed you around. They wanted to see what you were doing and what you were up to, and they wanted your affection and attention. Though they do not want you to touch them. At least
right.
They don't want me to touch them.
No, they don't want me to touch them. I don't think they want affection or attention. They're just curious.
I don't know. Piglet gets within a foot of me all the time. All the time. I could reach out and touch her. I know that if I did, she'd run off squealing.
Yeah.
But,
okay, maybe attention, but not affection.
Yeah, well, I talk to her. I talk to him, too. As a matter of fact, I heard squealing noises, and so I squealed back, and he comes running. later on, I found out what the squealing noises were all about. She doesn't want his affections and attentions yet. So apparently I sounded like another piglet. So he came running. No, we don't need commentary on that. Oh, my. And I think we just lost Kano. Yeah. World's shortest podcast. Yeah, I don't even dare. I don't even dare run the internet. Because it'll probably kill my phone. So I can't. I need to, next opportunity, I need to download the disclaimer so that I can actually read it even if I'm not online like today. Because I can't. Yep, he came on and he disappeared. Anyway, so here's the disclaimer in a nutshell. All right. You need to think for yourself. You need to not outsource your thinking to anybody, including us. You need to think for yourself. You need to go look things up. If you think we're full of crap, we probably are, but you know, it'd be still be a good thing on your part to go by and verify that we're full of crap. Or on the other hand, we might not be full of crap, and it would be good for you to go and verify that indeed we're not full of crap. That maybe we're talking, you know, sense. Maybe we're not. Okay? You know, our viewpoints are our own. And you know, we're here promulgating them because if that's the right word. Because we think you should think about them, all right? And we might be wrong, and therefore maybe, just maybe, you know, you just blow us off and say, yeah, that was silly, and here's the proof, okay? All right? You know, I do got friends who believe in flat Earth, and I really haven't run into any of them. Well, okay, they believe in flat Earth and they're studying about it constantly, but here's the contradiction. Even though they're studying about it, they do not go about figuring out how to prove it. All right? They just say that, well, this, this, and this don't make sense. Okay, fine. Those things don't make sense. That's fine. One of them went so far as to say that every picture of the Earth is a CGI. Well, honestly, I don't know how to prove that's wrong because, you know, along with that, you have to say that everything coming from NASA is falsified I do have evidence that they did falsify a lot of stuff. But, you know, I think some of the stuff they put out is real, but that's just me thinking. That's just a thought. You know, that's not a proof. You know, so on the other hand, you know, my friends who say that it was all falsified, you know, that's just a thought on their part, too. You know, so I don't know how to answer them. I don't know how to answer you when you say it's absolutely true, everything they put out. It's like, well, really? You know? How do you know? Did you go and study it yourself? Have you been to the moon? Have you been to Mars? Did you circle around the sun other than on the planet? You know, or is it a plane and not a planet? You know, I don't know. I do know that when I was, let's see, this would be junior high. You're in the state of Missouri, Holden High School, Holden Junior High, actually, at the time, middle school, Holden Middle School. We made arrangements to talk with another school about 400 miles away, and we put stakes in the ground, and we made sure that they were pointing straight up, you know, put the level to them, made sure that they were straight up in both directions, you know, north, south, and east, west. They were facing straight to the zenith of the sky. All right. And made sure they were 3 feet long. And called the other school and said, ready, set, go. And, you know, I forget exactly how we did it. I don't know if we counted down to 10 or what, but we marked the end of the shadow on the ground. And you know, something else we did, we also made sure that the ground around the stake was flat, that it was at a right angle to the base of the stake in all directions, right? And then when we made our measurement, we marked that spot, and then we measured the distance to the base of the rod. And we used that and triangulation to show that for the angles that we received over about a 400-mile distance, that meant that the sun was 90 million miles away. And remember that, because that was basically, we only had, what's the term? Anyway, we had only had two digits I can't think what the word is. Precision. We only had two digits of precision. And so we could only come up with 90. If it had been 89, we could have come up with that. But, you know, we could only come up with 90, and it was in the millions. And, you know, per current data, we were off by 3 million miles. But not bad for junior high school students working with a protractor and a ruler and a metal stake. I think it was metal. I'm not sure. Anyway, a stake in the ground. Pretty good. All right. Yeah, and who knows how precise the people on the other end were, you know? So, anyway. So, we didn't even take into consideration there might be curvature to the Earth. And if indeed there was curvature to the Earth, over 400 miles, that might have been enough to account by our miss, you know? But I don't know, you know, so if we assume we're on a globe that's 8,000 miles across, 400 miles would be about 0.5%. So probably not a significant distance, probably would not have made much difference. If our measurements had been a little bit more precise, maybe we could have gotten them closer to what they say. You know. But that said, the flat earthers say that it's underneath the dome. And according to them, you know, the earth is only is a disk about 25,000 miles across, and so the dome would be about half that at center, and so the sun has to be somewhere below the dome. Well, I guess not. And I don't know. Still don't know how they figure out day and night works out, because, you know, they try to say light can't travel that far. Well, I don't know. I think there's something wrong with their thinking. But it's hard to work it out because, you know, I haven't seen any of them do any experiments. And there's a fairly simple one right there. It's repeatable. You could do it over wider distances, you know. Shoot. If you figure out where the sun is rising at the same time it's setting on your land place, you call them and get the angle to the sun from them, and that might tell you how far away the sun is. And if the earth is flat, somebody in between is getting burnt because the sun must be down on the ground. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, I don't know how I got here. Anyway, so yeah, back to the disclaimer. Basically, think for yourself. Okay? You know, we have our ideas, and we think you should think about them. And, you know, quite frankly, we'd like you to call in. We'd like to hear what you think we should think about. You know, we occasionally give statements concerning medicine and health, and statements concerning governance. You know, all these are our personal opinion. Some of it's been based on our experience, you know, what's happened to us, you know, what we've done to fix our own health. But again, you know, you got to look into that stuff yourself. You got to, you know, take what we say with a grain of salt. Consider it carefully. And don't assume that we're giving you instructions for how to live your life and what you should do in order to live your life, and et cetera, et cetera. All right. Well, ooh. Yeah, you're about to lose me. I'm down to 1%. Won't be long now. Let's see now. Kano sent me a text. That text was sent almost 15 minutes ago. It says, calling in. Yes, he was calling in. He called in, all right. Yep. All righty. Well, do I have anything to talk about? I worked on a lasagna garden today. I put down several inches of cardboard, and the pigs came out and tested it, as you heard me talk about earlier. I had had a bale of hay delivered, one of these big round bales. Paid $20 for it. Paid $20 a piece for a total of four. Anyway, I'm glad of it, because if I hadn't, I would have been out there with a scy today cutting the field and trying to cover the garden with that. And that would take me a lot longer. And I might still go out in the scy in order to cut the field because, you know, I need a little bit of variation in my lasagna garden. And I'm running out of leaves under the oak tree. You know, basically, you know, you want a layer of mostly carbon and a layer of mostly nitrogen and back and forth like that. And the recipe I'm following calls for about 12 inches of basically mulch, you know, weeds and grass and whatnot. Okay. And then on top of that, you put another 2 inches of something like sawdust so that all the seeds inside that weed bed will be deterred from sprouting. Well, I've only got about 8 inches, and I figure when I put another 6 inches on top of that, that might compact it down enough that it's down to 12 inches. And I'm running out of materials, but I'll be very interested in seeing how well it goes. Now, I was supposed to water it down with every layer. I didn't do that. I may regret it, but I'm assuming that between now and when I finish it, it'll get rained on a few times and hopefully soaked in. And also, I'm assuming that our occasional floods that we get on the land will saturate it when we have 8 inches of water on the ground. And hopefully that same flood doesn't cause it to float up and cram up against the fence. You know, so this is all an experiment. We'll find out. So anyway, it's a work in progress.